Love Talk Radio.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that.
Andrea Amador, and I'm the Juicy Woman, here to inspire you to live juicy. Let me tell you a little bit about me and what I do. I'm a professional certified empowerment coach, speaker, author, and a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. I'm a body image self-esteem expert, and I create and present esteem-building programs for women and kids. I'm a woman with a powerful story to tell and a compelling message to share. And having successfully overcome so much adversity, I'm here as your guide and mentor to empower you. I have a lot of important things to share, but I'm not going to bore you. I love to have fun, and I'm a bit of a ham, too. So I'll change the tone of my voice and sometimes get into character. That's just me. I've written a book that I'm incredibly proud of. It's called Love in the Skin You're In: The Juicy Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food and Friends with Your Body. I wrote it because I feel it's my gift to share with you what I've learned about why and how to love and accept your body in order to end your war with food. I'm still on my own road of healing, and I've been in recovery from my own eating addictions for nearly 5 years now. As I continue to learn and grow, you can be sure that I'll share my discoveries with you. Because I'm here for you. You won't have to feel alone anymore. As your coach, I'll not only teach you how to survive, but I'll show you how to thrive. I work with women who struggle with emotional eating, and I teach them how to deal with their stress and slim down slowly using non-diet weight control methods. Okay, basically, that means in order to listen to this podcast with an open heart and mind, you'll have to be willing to check your diet at the door. No more diets past this point, please. Okay, enough about me for now. Just to let you know, you can be sure that as we move along, I'm going to keep on revealing bits and pieces more about me. I'm a storytelling gal at heart, and I'll share parts of my life with you to inspire you to get past the bumps in your road. By telling stories that'll touch your heart and move your emotions, that'll encourage you to think and feel differently. And that's my goal, to get you to feel safe around food and love your body. But for now, what I really, really want is to focus on you. I'm here to encourage, cajole, inspire, teach, and share some of my best secrets on how to make peace with food and friends with your body. Oh my gosh, speaking of loving your body, don't you just love the intro music? It's so bouncy and peppy, and it just makes you want to get up and dance. A big, big, big thanks goes to my friend and mentor, professional singer-songwriter Jana Stanfield. I love her. Now, let's talk about this whole idea of loving your body and being a hottie, okay? Most people think that beauty only comes in one size and shape. Hello, thin. Well, honey, that's not me. I've got curves, and I'm pretty damn proud of them, finally, after so many years. I'm here as a curvy size 18 gal representing other fabulous plus-size women, letting you know that it's high time we expand our definition of beauty. I mean, do you realize that us curvy gals account for up to 65% of the female population in the U.S.? We do. And girl, that number isn't a minority anymore. So if you're curvy like me, I invite you to step up and be counted. Let's hear it for loving your body. Yay! Whoa, what happened? You got so quiet. Oh, I get it. Yeah, with New Year's behind us, I know you're probably feeling the old pinch and urges to get back to dieting, make another pinky promise, swearing to yourself that you'll never eat the fattening foods you adore again. No more cake, no more candy, no more pasta, just no more. But I gotta tell you, that type of deprivation just doesn't work. There is an alternative to dieting, and I'll tell you all about it. But first, let me get you to experience this, okay? Close your eyes for a moment and picture yourself in your kitchen at home. Look around and see everything as it's laid out. Now, imagine that you've just gone food shopping and you're back now and it's time to put everything away. You've got a big, big smile on your face because you know you have all your favorite foods right here in your very own kitchen. How does that make you feel? Are you excited? Scared? Feeling nervous? Afraid you'll eat everything in sight? Whatever you're feeling, just be with those feelings and let yourself be curious. Now, open your eyes and join me again. If you were able to set aside any fears you might have had, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you wouldn't eat everything that's not nailed down, can you imagine how amazing you would feel if you knew that you could eat anything you wanted? How fabulously free would you be if you felt as though you could handle the temptation of having all the goodies you love right at your fingertips? What would that mean to you? Would you have an open box of Entenmann's cake on the counter? Or your favorite ice cream stocked in the freezer? Or would you have a fresh batch of homemade cookies in the cookie jar? Whatever that would look like to you, that's what I'm here to teach you. How to gain mastery over food so that you won't lose your mind around it. And in the process, as you begin to make peace with food, you'll be learning how to move from just barely tolerating your body to feeling greater compassion for it, to liking it, to actually falling in love with it. I know it's true. So, now you know. The cat's out of the bag. I'm all about non-diet weight control. Don't even talk to me about diets. It's been 5 years since I've been an official Weight Watcher, and knowing what I know now, I'll never go back to dieting. For now, I want you to sit with me. Get really comfortable. Grab something yummy to drink and think about some things that I want to tell you. Today, I have a lot to say on the subject of what I like to call waiting for perfect. Are you waiting to be thin for your life to begin? We've all seen those diet commercials where a beautiful, happy, slender woman is talking about her weight loss as she stands beside a life-size photo of herself before she started her diet. In the photo, she looks absolutely sad, disgusted, and miserable. Then at some point, she looks at her before photo with such disgust and disdain, and she pushes it away, out of sight, showing that she has no feeling or connection to that picture. Can you relate to that? Oh, my God, I sure can. Let me tell you about my experience of wasting 33-plus years waiting for my perfect. Despite feeling that way in the past about myself, having wasted years hating and resenting my fat thighs and curvy body, now, when I see those commercials, it literally makes me want to cry. Like most women, I was raised to believe, and I got to give you a heads up on this, I'm an emotional gal, and I get very emotional because what I'm sharing is my story, my life. So there will be bits and pieces where I'm going to get choked up, but bear with me. So, anyway, like most women, I was raised to believe that my value was connected to my looks and my ability to be beautiful, to be attractive. That's why I was so hellfire bent on getting thinner. For years, from the time that I was 11 until just a few years ago at 43, I pinned all my hopes and dreams on the belief that losing weight would make me happy. So I procrastinated and put off and avoided so much. I canceled vacations because I didn't want to be seen wearing a bathing suit. I avoided parties, weddings, dancing, social occasions because I thought I was too fat. I never had anything nice to wear because I wouldn't go shopping until I was down to my ideal weight. I kept on waiting and saying, oh, if only. During those 30-odd years, I wasted so much precious time thinking about what I weighed, how I looked, what size I was, how much I was eating, what I was eating, if I could eat, and when. All the things that had nothing to do with what was my real problem, a painfully low self-image. Being fat is just a symptom. It's not the real problem. For most of my adult life, I was completely fooled into thinking that I was miserable because I had fat thighs. I never, ever considered the possibility that I had fat thighs because I was miserable. How about you? If you're struggling with being overweight and you're unhappy, do you know why you're so miserable? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Depriving yourself of the foods you love won't help. It will only hurt you. Okay, listen up, because here's proof. I'm going to tell you why diets don't work for most people. According to the latest results of a composite study done at UCLA, Tracy Mann, associate professor of psychology at UCLA and lead author of the study, said, "We found that the majority of people regained the weight plus more. Sustained weight loss was found only in a small minority of participants, while complete weight regain was found in the majority. Diets do not lead to sustained weight loss or health benefits for the majority of people. The reason stated for this is that diets don't address the emotions that push you to eat when you're not hungry. Over the past several years that I've stopped dieting and committed myself to focusing on controlling my emotional eating and changing my life from the inside out, I've learned several truths that have successfully freed me from my body-hating, food-fueling beliefs that I really want to share with you. I'm going to give you a few moments so you can grab a pen to take some notes. Okay, here they are. Girl, you've got to get this. It's so important. It's not what you're eating. It's what's eating you." In her book, Breaking the Link Between Abuse, Stress, and Overeating, Dr. Doreen Virtue says, "Every extra pound you carry on your body equals a pound of emotional pain you're carrying in your heart. If you consider the excess weight, those excess pounds and inches that you carry on your body that you can't stand, think of them as a measure of emotional pain that you hold in your heart. It's more likely that you'll find your way to being a little more compassionate with yourself, don't you think?" Food isn't what you really want. Your cravings, those urges that you have for, you know, the Coke and the pasta and the Oreos and the slices of pizza and everything else that you want, your cravings are really unmet emotional needs in disguise. When your brain gets triggered with that urge to eat, it's not because you lack willpower or discipline. It's an instinctual, survival-based response to dealing with your stress. your desire isn't really to eat the food. I know you don't believe me, but it's true. But what you really, really want, what your brain is looking for, is to recreate the happy emotions that you have associated with those specific foods you enjoy. As an emotional eater, your brain is wired to recognize that eating those foods will ease your stress. During those times when you overeat, what I want you to do is forgive yourself. Let it go and move on, being willing to begin again and again and again as many times as it takes. It's a process. Unfortunately, this is no magic bullet or quick fix that will get you down to your ideal weight in a flash. Short of sustained, torturous deprivation. But 9 times out of 10, your weight's going to soar right back up after a long period of being deprived. To really do it right, getting thinner is going to take time. To do it successfully, your body has to reorganize itself to think and feel differently about food. Since it's a learning process, like riding a bike or dancing, you're going to have to fall many times before you get it right. Diets keep you focused on thinking like a dieter, thinking like a fat person, which only perpetuates the deprivation response. It keeps you thinking of the things that you can't have, the things you want desperately. The feelings of scarcity and the focus on food. Dieting reinforces dieting. It doesn't encourage any self-mastery around food. It's kind of like learning how to ride a bike with training wheels. You never quite get away from those training wheels. So as long as you're a dieter, you are on training wheels. No more dieting. As long as you continue to diet, you'll remain fearful of certain foods, thinking of them as, fattening. Trying desperately to avoid them, you'll only want them more. Diets focus on depriving you, and that only feeds the compulsion to get more of what you don't think you can have. I recommend learning how to feel safe around real food and eating in response to your body's natural hunger. Eat the foods you crave, guilt-free, to break out of diet prison. You've got to legalize all foods. Make peace with your hunger. Unlike what dieting has probably taught you, your hunger is nothing to fear. It's completely natural. It's a physiological response indicating that your body's reserves, energy reserves, are running low. It's not dangerous, and if you don't get something to eat like immediately now, you're not going to die, you're not going to suffer. And there's no benefit to trying to avoid it by constantly snacking and eating all the time. Doing this, you'll only dull your senses and make it more difficult for you to tune into your body when it's actually really hungry. In order to get thinner without dieting, it's important to eat when your body is really hungry. Generally speaking, the 3 squares a day plus the snacks rule is way too much food for the average person. It's important to remember that our bodies only require refueling about every 6 to 9 hours. Sad but true. This is the amount of time that food remains in your stomach after a meal. If you feel the urge to eat more often than that, it's most likely that your hunger isn't physical, it's emotional. Now, about that, be willing to dig deeper. In order to break the emotional food equals comfort link, you've got to begin to become aware of when you're eating to soothe your emotions. Unless you deal with why your body has a need to unconsciously hold on to your weight, your voracious hunger and tendency to eat mindlessly will remain a problem. That means that even if you lose weight, like the 98% of people who participated in this study, your body will eventually find its way back to regaining that same weight plus more. To break the cycle, you've got to be willing to dig deeper to find out what's really, really behind your need to eat emotionally. To get to the bottom of why you're eating, you've got to be curious, not critical. Toss out the criticism. Really, stop to consider what side benefit you're getting by being overweight. For me, as a woman who has been sexually abused, who has a past of sexual abuse, being fat created a barrier of protection and made it possible for me to feel safely invisible so that I could avoid all the attention that I didn't want from men. In terms of my relationship with my husband, because I felt so uncomfortable simply refusing and saying no to sex, I used food to set the boundaries for me. At one time, I'd gotten into a habit of eating a pint of ice cream each night by smiling and saying, "Not tonight, honey. I have a stomachache." It was my way of distancing myself and feeling safe without having to risk his rejection. And as a businesswoman, being overweight enabled me to create the illusion of being strong enough to deal with the big boys by throwing my weight around. I want you to consider that there's more to your thighs and more to the excess weight on your body than what meets your eyes. Put the emphasis on how you feel. To break the connection of eating for comfort, you need to reset your focus and become mindful of what emotions you're experiencing. Many people like to journal to become aware of what's going on in their head. This can be helpful as long as it's done without judgment. Your goal is to look for patterns and notice when your eating goes out of control and what happens preceding the binge. Oh gosh, this is such a big one. Cope with your stress. No matter how you slice it, it still comes down to dealing with your emotions rather than stuffing them. Rather than journaling, I prefer to use a process called Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT. Oh my gosh, it rocks my world. But more on that later. It's a simple tapping process derived from the ancient healing art of acupuncture. It works on the basis of breaking up the energy blocks in your body that are the cause of all the negative emotions that are keeping you eating when you're not hungry. Here's the bottom line. In our pluck and tuck, thin is in, beauty in a bottle culture, we basically come to devalue the person in favor of the packaging. Please, please remember that you're so much more than just a number on the scale. And there's more to life to be lived between the spaces of where you are now and where you want to be. God, please don't waste a moment of it waiting for perfect. The truth is none of us are perfect. We all have our flaws, and to accept them means that we have the power to rise above them. As I continue to learn myself and teach my clients every day, by opening your heart and accepting the before gal you are right now, you'll be ready to love the after gal you'll be. I encourage you from my heart to take my advice and use the tips I've shared, and the things I have to teach will create a lot of shifts in your thinking. I want to invite you to try out my suggestions, and you'll see how they will begin to melt away your resistance and fear of losing weight by giving you the time and space you need to get thinner slowly and effortlessly. You'll never have to diet once and for all. Naturally, I can't teach you all this on this podcast, but I'm going to get you started. I'm going to give you those basic tools, and there's tons and tons more information and resources that I've been accumulating for 5 years. So I am a flowing well of information. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd like to invite you to join me each Thursday evening on a live group coaching call with several other of my clients. There you'll get a snippet of my coaching style. I call it the Juicy Woman Curvy and Confident Coaching Club Snippet. To find out more, just go to my website, thejuicywoman.com, and click on group coaching. Gosh, I can't wait to meet you. Until we meet here again, make it an absolutely sparkling day. Goodbye, Juicy Woman. Take it first. I